government has assured the 10 technical universities of adequate funding through the GET Fund to enable them to empower the youth with the necessary vocational and technical skills. As a result, government says it will collaborate with the rectors in recruiting new lecturers and further training for those already teaching in the technical universities. Vice President Kwesi Emisa-Arthur said this during an interaction with the students of the Cape Coast Technical University in Cape Coast. He said technical and vocational education are priority areas of government. That is why more resources are being channeled into these areas to equip the youth.
We have a fantastic rector who raises those issues. Those are his concerns. And so I want to work with him to find solutions to it. For example, this evening we have discussed ways in which they'll give them budgetary support, cover, to be able to employ more people. We have to enhance the training of people who are already in the universities who want to go and improve themselves. We have to develop our own. We cannot just go to the market, because in this area, you cannot go to the market and find a lecturer in metallurgy. He has to be trained to come and do it. So I guarantee that we'll work with him and with the other rectors to make sure that we have quality technical universities that we all will be proud of.
Vice President Kwesi Emisa-Arthur, the administrator of GET Fund, Sam Garba, announced that adequate funds have been set aside to procure equipment and materials, as well as the provision of infrastructure to enhance teaching and learning. He said the GET Fund allocation to all the technical universities have gone up, and this, he said, is evidence of the number of infrastructural projects on their campuses.
The amount of money we spend on polytechnics through the GET Fund has gone significantly up. And there is no polytechnic in this country. When you go, you will not see the evidence of our spending in terms of infrastructure. If you come to this university, about 80% of the packages you see here are funded by the GET Fund, including your auditorium complex. It's already awarded on contract. That is GET Fund spending. That is what we do. So that the auditorium you see there is costing upwards of 5 million. GET Fund is paying for it. The contractor is on site, is working. You will have it completed in 2017. You are going to have a brilliant auditorium. On top of that, all these technical universities, these polytechnics are now technical universities. You cannot do a technical university if you don't give them equipment. Science equipment, laboratories, workshops, and all those things. The GET Fund is making money available. The rectors are here. They can bear testimony to what I'm saying. Money is available to import science equipment and material so that they can indeed become a technical university. A technical university is not just a building and lecturers. You must have the science equipment and the materials that can equip people with the skills.